Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Ozentowski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. Authorities in Bay City seized approximately $750,000 in illegal drugs following a narcotics operation. On September 18th, the Bay Area Narcotics Enforcement Team, or BayNet, acting on a tip about drug trafficking, surveilled a residence on 16th Street. A traffic stop connected to the location led to a search warrant being executed that same night. Inside the home, investigators found over 16 kilograms of methamphetamine pills, nearly 3 kilograms of MDMA, and around 2 kilograms of psilocybin mushrooms. A 27-year-old Bay City man was arrested and detained at Bay County Jail. Law enforcement urges anyone with information on narcotics in the area to contact BayNet at 989-790-6581. And at the Huron County Board of Commissioners meeting on Tuesday, Patty Ehr provided an update on the local 4-H program for the current year. She reported that the Huron County 4-H membership stands at 756 youth, a number notably higher than neighboring counties. The program is supported by 161 volunteers. Ehr also highlighted the success of Huron County Community Fair, the program's largest event, which attracted 560 youth participants this year. And Canine Hero Guardians, a nonprofit dedication to support police dogs, is appealing for donations to help cover medical costs for Velo, a 3-year-old canine serving with the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office. Velo recently underwent 2 surgeries and spent several days hospitalized, although a definitive diagnosis remains pending. The organization emphasized that all contributions will be used solely for Velo's medical bills and encourages donors using Venmo or Cash App to include the note, Canine Velo. And when we come back from this Ozentowski Farm Equipment message, we'll continue on with our local and regional news.
Oh boy, look at this. Tim is sleeping at his desk again.
I wonder what he's dreaming about this time.
It's the bottom of the 9th of Game 7, and the Tigers lead 4-3. Just one more out, and they win it all.
This pitch is crucial for Detroit as they... Hey, what is that?
It looks as if there's some type of farm implement on the field.
That's not just any farm implement. Oh, and it's from Ozentowski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe. With 0% financing up to 72 months on select models with approved credit. Oh, beauty. Those Case IH Farm All tractors are a home run every time.
Speaking of which, there's the pitch. This is a long fly ball.
It's going deep, deep, deep.
Look at the Case IH Farm All tractor. It's tracking down the ball, and it's caught.
The driver. Look who it is. Tim Ozentowski and his Case IH tractor save the game and win the World Series for the Tigers.
Tim Ozentowski and Case IH are a shoo-in for the MVP.
Tim, wake up. You're sleeping at your desk again.
But I just won the World Series.
Yeah, you and your Case IH Farm All tractor again, right?
Exactly.
Come see the complete line of Case IH tractors at your Case IH dealer of the thumb, Ozentowski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our regional news, the U.S. Postal Service has launched its 113th annual Operation Santa program, inviting children and families nationwide to send holiday wish letters to Santa Claus. This year, the program introduces a new option allowing participants to adopt entire family letters, enabling the fulfillment of holiday wishes for multiple household members at once. Letters can be mailed traditionally or submitted online with a postmark deadline of December 6th. Adopters will be able to browse and select letters starting November 17th via an expanded online catalog that streamlines gift shopping and shipping. Key program dates include the start of letter acceptance on September 15th, adopter registration opening November 3rd, and December 13th as the recommended last day to ship gifts for timely delivery. Full details and participation guidelines, visit uspsoperationsanta.com, or you can click on that article at thumbnet.net and go directly to that website. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. And here's your precision weather.